The views of this program are not necessarily the views of KJLL Radio, its management, or its sponsors. The host is solely responsible for its content. Enjoy.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, fellow foodies, are you in for a treat this hour? We are heating things up here live in Main Gate Square, as we do on the first Thursday of every single month for the First Thursday Art Walk. And the best place for you to be, bring the whole family while you're at it, is La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill at 825 East University Boulevard, right here in Main Gate Square, just east of Euclid. They've got the mighty grill and chill happy hour going on. Now listen to this. Taquitos up until 7 o'clock for only $2.50. Crispy tacos only $1.50. Quesadillas $2.50. Mexican pizzas $3.95. Nachos $3.50. Mexico City tacos $1.50. Now I am just beginning to get quite intimate with this beautiful frozen margarita that my good friend Manny Lopez just put in front of me. It is a lovely margarita, and until 7 o'clock tonight, that margarita is only $3.95. So, friends, do yourself a favor. Get on over here to Main Gate Square on your way home from work. You're going to have all kinds of great dining opportunities. There's a lot going on in Main Gate Square. Let me give you just a hint. Live flamenco music at 8 o'clock tonight at Gentle Ben's. We've got Bells and Brews program at Pasco Kitchen and Lounge, and we're going to be talking to Kelly Hadd from Pasco here in just a couple of minutes to find out what she has up her sleeves about this whole Bells and Brews idea. Live music by the Technophobes at 7 o'clock tonight at Red Velvet Cupcakery. There's going to be some live Afghan music at Sultan Palace, and our good friends over at University Perfumes are going to be giving away free tea samples. This is really exciting. And then our good friends over at Witch Witch, they're going to have their interactive witch bag decorating contest. Again, everything is underway. The party is just getting started. Live music by Tracy Shedd, an outdoor movie, Caramello, produced by Ben Lopez from Viento Fuego Productions. There is so much down here for everybody on this beautiful warm weather edition here of On the Menu Live for First Thursday Art Walk. Anyway, we want to get things out started here in style. It's the perfect temperature to enjoy a nice cocktail, a nice cold beer. And when you think about great cocktails and great beers, when you're down in Main Gate Square, you know, there's a few options, but I like to go to Pasco Kitchen and Lounge here on University Boulevard. And one of the managers is joining us live right now. Her name is Kelly Hadd. Hey, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how do you think I am? I'm drinking a cold margarita on a hot Tucson day. The aroma's coming out of the La Salsa Kitchen. I just can't even put into words, but anyway, enough about me. This is all about you. So you over there at Pasco Kitchen and Lounge had an interesting idea when you got talking with your neighbors there, Ben's Bells, this remarkable organization that does such good in this community. You came up with this idea called Bells and Brews. What in the world is all this about?
Yeah, Jeanette has all her people over there who are always painting those amazing bells. And she approached me the other day, actually, and said, hey, why not, you know, I've got some hungry people, I've got some thirsty people, do you mind if they use your patio to paint and to eat? And, of course, Pasco opened up their arms to them, and
sure.
So they come over. We're doing it on the first Thursday of every month. They come over, they paint inside for right now, just because it is a little warm out, and they get 10% off their whole entire bill. And this is to anybody who wants to come down and paint. If you go into Ben's and Bell's, they'll send you over to us, or you can just walk into Pasco and sit down and start painting.
Wow. And this is something that I love about Main Gate Square, because the merchants, the tenants down here, just become part of this growing family, as it were.
Yeah.
And Ben's Bells is quite literally right next door to you.
Yes.
There in Geronimo's Plaza there in Main Gate Square. And so you see all of these volunteers coming, giving their time and their energies to create these bells, to really spread the good news all across Southern Arizona. And you saw people outside, you know, weather might be a little bit warm. You know,
sure.
There's something that we can do,
yes,
to sort of, you know, contribute our own time and treasures to this idea.
Of course.
And the discount that you're giving is quite significant.
Well, and it goes so well with what Jeanette is doing over there. She, you know, she's really, really promoting and encouraging kindness. And why not, you know, you help out, water, iced tea, whatever it is. You know, we definitely are very grateful that she allowed us to do this with her, and why not? Why not spread the kindness?
Great. What is she doing with these bells? I mean, we read about it in the Arizona Daily Star. Someone is honored with a particular bell, like a belly,
yeah.
I think they're called.
Yeah.
But you go across southern Arizona, and you see these bells sort of randomly hanging from place to place. What's the idea with this?
Well, I was speaking to Jeanette actually yesterday about that, and she told me they spent 22,000 bells around Arizona, pretty amazing.
My goodness.
She does them anywhere, in parks, you find them in cactuses, and all she pretty much does is she says if you were to find them, if you want to give them as a gift to promote kindness, or if you want to hang them up in your house, that's what they're there for. I mean, these bells were created by many hands and many people in the community, so she just loves to bring everybody together, and that's what she does with those bells.
Kelly Hadd, would you suggest that world peace is at hand with every single Ben's bell that
yes.
is hanging all over this community?
Yes.
That's
yes.
wonderful.
Yes.
So I, as a volunteer, can go over there, roll up my sleeves,
yes.
Give my time to paint these bells, and then the good people over at Pasco are going to say, we're going to contribute our own to this effort, and we're going to give you 10% off. Now, is that just of these great craft beers that you have on tap? Or
no, it's cocktails, it's burgers, it's tacos, it's whatever you guys want, whatever. If you want an appetizer and a Father Kino, if you want a beer, and whatever you want, you get 10% off.
Okay, so you're telling me that if I walk in, if I walk into Pasco with the remnants of Ben's bells on my bloody hands, I'm kidding, they don't get bloody, I can go in there and I can get one of those big boy burgers,
yes,
the grass-fed patty with the braised pork belly, and the panko crusted egg and the hollandaise sauce lovingly wrapped around this gorgeous roll. You're telling me that I'm going to get 10% off of that in addition to my drinks?
Yes, sir.
My goodness.
I know.
I could tell you were a charitable woman from the day you went into business there at Pasco. That's wonderful. So you're going to be doing this on the first Thursday
of every month, you guys. So come on down. And like I said, it's inside for right now. So if you come and see that we're not outside, do not get scared. Come into the restaurant. It's just, like I said, a little bit warm out there. So we want to put people inside. Once the weather comes back to being, you know, the gorgeous 70s that we all know, we'll be outside. So, and this is to however many people want to come down. There's no limit.
That's great. And let me also put in a little bit of a plug for a meal that I just had at Pasco, which is this great sesame crusted ahi with over a soy foam. I mean, there are a few people Kelly had in this community that can pull off a soy foam.
he does a pretty good job over there. I it's fantastic. You loved it.
If this were a TV show, you could see that Kelly is blushing. You know, the that she's talking about happens to be executive chef Romero Scavo, who has made Pasco what it is. We got about another minute or so remaining in this segment. What's going on at Pasco that we should know about this summer?
Well, you guys, just come down. We've got happy hour 3 to 6. And just so you know, I know if you've ever been, we've got those amazing cocktails. They're $2 off all of the cocktails. This is during happy hour, so it's a pretty awesome deal. We've got reverse happy hour Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We're open till 2 o'clock in the morning. And then, of course, if you want to come enjoy a great lunch and a great dinner, we're open 6 days a week, and we've got Sunday brunch on a Sunday, 11 to 4.
Wonderful. And your address over at Pasco Kitchen?
820 East University.
820 East University. Anyway, Kelly Hadd, the manager at Pasco Kitchen and Lounge, talking about this great Bells and Brews program. Do yourself a favor. Contribute to the goodwill that is just manifest all over southern Arizona over at Ben's Bells, and get yourself a great discount on a great meal and a great beverage as well. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us. I appreciate it.
Wow. So I think we're going to be going to Yvonne Fouché right about now, if she's on the phone. Yvonne?
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
She is. Doing great. Nice to talk to you. I missed you last week when I was on travel and I had a guest host, and I always hold my breath thinking that my guest host isn't going to give, you know, Yvonne Fouché the honor and the respect that she deserves. You know, this is a wonderful 5-minute segment that we all look forward to each and every week, and I've missed you so darn much, Yvonne.
Yeah, he did a beautiful job.
Good. Yeah, Jim Cedar with WineEnquirer.com, one of my favorite people in this community. I'm glad he did such a great job. In fact, our listeners suggested that he did such a great job indeed that I didn't think I was going to be invited back to do my show.
Oh, that's never going to happen.
you know who just walked in? Mr. Ron Yaeli, the owner of all of the salsas here in Tucson, just walked in. He heard me running my mouth in his car. He heard Yvonne Fouché. He came in with a big smile on his face.
Good job.
Well, let's talk about some great wine. I'm enjoying a delicious frozen margarita right now, which I got for only $3.95 here for this grill and chill happy hour. But this is the Wine of the Week segment, and I know that you have traveled the world, Yvonne, to try to find the right kind of wine that you want to showcase for our listeners this week. What is the Wine of the Week this week?
You know what, Matt? I I hate it that every week I kind of feel this way, but this wine is to die for. I have it's called a Colombelle from Chateau Colombelle in Gascony, France, which is in the southeastern or western of France. It's 70% Colombard and 30% Uni Blanc. And this wine is, well, first we got to start out with the price, because you're not going to believe everything I'm telling you when I tell you that this wine's only $8.99.
A premium wine from the south of France for only $8.99. Even Rania Alley is nodding aggressively up and down. How can you get away with this, Yvonne?
This is amazing. This wine, I brought it in. I tasted it a couple months ago, and it got double stars in my tasting book. And I'm doing blends this weekend, Wine is Art and Blends, and I thought, you know what, time to bring this wine in. And I popped it open. It's like, oh, my God, I forgot how great this wine is. It has loads of citrus. It's perfect for this type of year. It's got lime, and then it's got apple. So it's got like a sweet tartness going on. There's no sugar in it, but it's like that combination of the two, which is so perfect for the weather that we're having. It is so refreshing. It's got a beautiful acidity. It's the perfect wine that you hang out by the pool and drink, and it makes you feel cooler instead of hotter. So this is just such a wonderful, it's got a long finish. You sit there, it's very Sauvignon Blanc in style, which is very odd considering the French Colombard in it. But
that's
how it expresses itself. So this is a beautiful wine for only $8.99.
Yeah, like you said, the perfect time of year. I mean, with the monsoons have come, so it actually is a beautiful time to be sitting outside by the pool to watch the sun go down. It's not this oppressive heat that we only had for, I think, just about 7 or 8 days. I can just sit there by the pool with my wife, crack open a bottle of this beautiful Southeast France Colombard Fumé, and for only $8.99. And I'm thinking of a range of things that I can match up with that. Some great grilled fish, some Camarone, some shrimp on the grill. But even by itself, it just sounds like a great wine you just want to share on its own.
Exactly. This is a wonderful wine that you can sit and just be refreshed by, or it will go with a huge array of foods that we eat in the summertime.
Beautiful.
So wonderful.
For the only $8.99, now I'm trying to get my head around the kind of theme that you've built, because I love your creativity. You're an architect by training. I love how your creativity manifests around these great themes. What's the theme of the wine tasting that's going to be going on tonight, Friday, and Saturday night over at Catavinos?
Well, we have a new artist that's hanging in the shop, and his art opening is on Saturday. And whenever we have an artist that's expressing his art here in the shop, I like to tie it in with the wine. And I really feel that wine is art. That's the title of it. Wine is art and it's blends. Because blending a fine wine is like putting together a beautiful piece of art. You got to know just how much of this color and that color and where to put it. And so this week it's all blends, every last bit of it.
Beautiful. So you've given us a little bit of a tease with the wine of the week this week. What are some of the other beauties that you're going to be showcasing this weekend?
Oh, we got the Marietta Cellars Old Vine Red, which is a gorgeous combo of Zinfandel, Carignan, and Petite Syrah. When I was going through my tasting notes, it's one of my best sellers in the shop. I haven't had it in a tasting since 2009 because I don't need people to be exposed to it. They already love it. And I thought, you know what, we're going to give them a treat. We're going to throw this in the tasting.
Love it.
I've got some Sebastiani stuff. I've got a Portugal red blend. I've got a Central Coast California red blend and an Australian white blend. So we're all over the map on it. And all of these are really wonderful wines that they just, the blend of the grapes is just so perfect and so wonderful. So I think people are really, really going to enjoy this. I've grown to love blends, and these are a good example of it.
Well, our listeners can get a better sense of what you have put together for them tonight, Friday, Saturday night, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can have this delicious flight of 6 premium wines for only $10. If you buy at least a bottle, Yvonne's going to drop that price down to $8. And if you do what I do and buy a case, you're not going to pay a darn thing for that tasting. Anyway,
that's right.
Yvonne, this sounds like a lovely wine. You're a lovely human being, and I am glad that we're back in touch after my brief time away. I encourage all of our listeners to go down to Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room to meet Yvonne Fouché in person.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks so much, Yvonne. We're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break to learn a little bit more about Catavinas. And when we come back, we got a woman here on site in the house who thinks she can make the best salsa on the planet Earth. Stick around. You don't want to miss this. We'll be right back.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill at 825 East University Boulevard in Mangate Square for the monthly First Thursday Art Walk. Now, where's all the applause when I usually come back out of a break? The crowd goes wild. I'm enjoying a $3.95 frozen margarita. The grill and chill happy hour is going on until 7 o'clock. Again, taquitos, crispy tacos, quesadillas, Mexican pizzas, nachos, Mexico City-style tacos, for only from $1.50 up to $3.95. Come on down and get your hands on some of this great fresh Mex cuisine, because this is the place that does it like none other across southern Arizona. Anyway, speaking of great salsa, there's a woman here who is sitting not 5 feet away from me who participated in the La Salsa's Secret Salsa Contest. There were more than 2,000 entries. Everybody far and wide came into one of the 6 La Salsas across southern Arizona, filled out a form saying what kind of salsa they like, what kind of salsas they like to mix with each other to create their own salsa. And after a very competitive and intense process, the victor emerged, and her name is Andrea Smith, and she's right here. Hey, Andrea.
Hi, Matt.
This is exciting for me because I'm a foodie, and I love great salsa, and you made this great salsa, and you sort of rocked my world with this.
Oh, thank you.
So you walked into a La Salsa kind of by surprise, being handed this ballot, you know, saying, we want to know what kind of salsa you like. What did you think of when you went to the salsa bar that day and tried to come up with that just that right recipe that you thought was truly authentically Andrea?
It wasn't thinking so much about what I was going to make that day. It was thinking about how exactly do I make what I make every time I go into La Salsa.
Oh, tried and true.
Yes, exactly.
So there are 8 fresh salsas at La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill made every day. And not a lot of people think that they have 8 choices. But if you start mixing and matching with the 8 salsas, I think that means there's over 10,000 possible combinations of salsas. And you invented one that you make every single time you come in to La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill. So the anticipation is killing me here. You actually made it for us during the commercial break. Talk to us a little bit about Andrea Smith's secret salsa.
Well, my salsa has the avocado salsa with a little bit of habanero to give it a kick, and then lime to give it a special zest.
Okay, so I'm going to take a bite of Andrea Smith's secret salsa. Now, she says the lime it gave it that little extra zest. And I will tell you, because I observed the judging panel, it was the lime that put you over the top. So let me take a quick bite here. Yes, this is an eating show. Our listeners can hear the fresh crunch of that chip and the velvety salsa that you've created. So, yes, the cool avocado flavor is sort of that foundation, and the flavors that are built on that, you've given a little bit of habanero. How much habanero salsa did you include into the avocado? Is it 1-to-1 ratio? Is it a little bit here, a little bit there?
It's a little drizzle of habanero.
She says a little drizzle. Now, there's a couple of people here at La Salsa that are thinking they might want to go a couple of ladles full, but I think you've nailed it because it's a suggestion of heat, but it's not an overwhelming amount of heat. So
correct.
You've got all these salsas. What made you decide that you needed to kick it up a little bit with that fresh lime?
I'm a native of Tucson, and so I like my food a little bit spicier than people who are transplants here, hence adding the habanero into it.
Right. So you got fresh avocado, fresh habanero and this fresh lime. I remember during the American Idol part of the competition where all of our semifinalists were circled around the salsa bar with a video camera rolling. I remember watching you make this salsa, and you gave it a little bit of a taste test, and you stopped and you said, needs a little bit more lime. So you weren't being, you know, conservative with that lime. You were squeezing away like there was no tomorrow.
Correct.
I like the lime. And I believe you said to the news reporter that was there on site, everything goes better with lime.
Correct.
So anyway, have you thought about a name for this salsa? I mean, people are going to be seeing your picture, you know, all over in ads and on billboards and on bus shelters and such because she's got this great recipe. Well, you got to give it a name, something creative, something inspiring. What's it going to be?
I haven't actually thought of a name, but my best friend was telling me I needed to name it.
Okay, we'll just sit here while you decide what that might
be. Oh, no, thank you. I'm open to suggestions, though.
So anyway, we're going to actually, we might, you know, maybe take some calls at the end of the show to see who might want to name this secret salsa for a chance perhaps to win a gift card for lunch or dinner here at La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill. Are you a foodie, Andrea? I mean, has food ever always been a part of your life?
No, it's not.
Wow. So how do you feel now that you're a famous award-winning salsa queen?
A little nervous that when I walk into La Salsa, people will know who I am.
Well, as I'm looking at the big poster, when you walk into La Salsa, and of course this picture is at all six locations, there's the four VIP finalists. You were the one that emerged the victor, as we said. Now, when you come into La Salsa and you make this special salsa recipe, what are some of the menu items that you think this salsa brings out the natural flavors of? Are you more of a salad person? Are you more of a taco person? Do you go for, you know, I always get smacked around because I order the chili lime salad all the time until I discovered what a fajita quesadilla was, and that was life-changing, Andrea. It was life-changing. What do you order when you come to La Salsa?
Well, I order a variety of things. I really like the Baja fish tacos.
Yes.
I also like the chili lime salad. I like the fajita quesadilla.
Yeah, that's the one that I was actually sitting here in this chair about 5 months ago, and I ate my first stuffed fajita quesadilla. And you think about quesadilla, kids' menus, those kinds of things, small, not very, you know, filling. This was a monstrous piece of, you know, quesadilla, just yes, chock full of fresh ingredients. I had a fantastic time.
Yes.
So what's next along your celebrity tour? I mean, are you going to be trying out for So You Think You Can Dance? Or what's next for Andrea Smith?
Well, maybe So You Think You Can Dance, just so I can stay in shape with all this La Salsa eating.
And what kind of music is she going to be dancing to? She's going to be dancing to salsa. Anyway, Andrea Smith, who I believe works for Tucson Unified School District as a teacher mentor.
Correct.
You do great work in this community. I mean, many generations of kids are going to benefit from your tutelage and the teachers who have touched their lives. And to know that we had the altogether brief opportunity to meet someone who knew her way around the salsa bar, this was a great value to us and to our listeners. And I say congratulations to introducing me to this great new salsa.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a very quick CNN news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to my good friend Manny Lopez of La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill a little bit more about his culinary artistry. Don't go away.
Local talk at its best.
What are you talking about?
Local talk at its best.
What are you talking about?
Tucson's Jolt. KJLL, South Tucson.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. President Obama plans to hold another meeting with congressional leaders Sunday to continue negotiations on a deficit reduction deal. They met at the White House today. The president says stumbling blocks remain.
Nothing is agreed to until everything's agreed to, and the parties are still far apart on a wide range of issues.
The state of Texas executed Mexican national Humberto Leal Garcia tonight. He had said that when he was arrested for murder, he was not told of his right under an international treaty to speak to the Mexican consulate. Seven people, including a child, were killed in two shootings today in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Police say they think they know who did it. The suspect is on the loose, considered armed and dangerous. North Carolina State University says there is a small water leak in the liner of its nuclear research reactor, but it says there's no danger to the public, and it has informed state and federal authorities. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
When local businessman Ron Yaeli traveled across Mexico more than 15 years ago, he was captivated by the taquerias that lined the streets of villages and towns. That's where the locals would go for the freshest food around, thoughtfully prepared and cooked right before their eyes. It was then when Ron decided to bring this concept to Tucson, with the bold and fresh flavors of the Mexican taqueria. That was then, and La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill is now. Stop into any one of Ron's six La Salsa locations and taste for yourself what Fresh Mex is all about. Steak, chicken, shrimp, and fish tacos, fajita quesadillas, grilled burritos, enchiladas, crisp salads, all prepared to order with the freshest ingredients. And then there's the salsa bar with eight handcrafted salsas made fresh every day. Try all eight or combinations of each to discover your very own salsa personality. La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill on Grant and Swan, Speedway in Wilmot, Speedway in Country Club, Ina and Oracle, Campbell and Fort Lowell, and University in Euclid. There's one near you. I'm Matt Russell, and I love my La Salsa salsa.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square's the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
Spend an evening with us at 47 Scott and Scott & Co., located downtown Tucson's emerging culinary capital. 47 Scott, serving modern comfort food for both lunch and dinner in a neighborhood bistro setting. A rotating selection of affordable wines and handcrafted cocktails complement our freshly prepared seasonal menu. Sit under the stars on our cozy brick patio or inside in a comfortable urban setting where we focus on excellent service and hospitality. Enjoy a drink before or after your meal at Scott & Co., our small cocktail lounge located directly next door to 47 Scott. With a nod to the cocktail scene of years past, Scott & Co. features seasonal drink creations unlike any other place in Tucson. 47 Scott, located downtown at 47 North Scott Avenue, across the street from the Pennington parking garage. Open for lunch Monday through Friday and dinner Monday through Saturday. Online at 47scott.com. For reservations, call 624-4747. That's 624-4747.
Hello, Tucson. This is Melissa D'Arabian from $10 Dinners on the Food Network, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my friend Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill at 825 East University Boulevard in Main Gate Square for yet another exciting First Thursday Art Walk. It's happening all over Main Gate. There's live music. There's great beer and wine tastings. There's free tea samples. There's dancing in the streets. And you know what? Manny Lopez is here from La Salsa, and that's why everyone keeps coming in the front door. Hey, Manny, what's going on?
Not much. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm sitting here having an ice-cold frozen margarita at La Salsa, and it only cost me $3.95. You know, it would be a Gonca at twice the price, but only $3.95 here for this mighty grill and chill happy hour. La Salsa, you know, not the kind of a place where you'd think a great happy hour kind of a scene, but down here at the university location, this is a really kind of a robust, dynamic environment. Give our listeners a sense of what's going on with this mighty grill and chill happy hour you got.
Yeah, definitely. Here, this is the only location of all of our six locations that we have that we actually do this happy hour. The only one with the margaritas. Tell the truth, I'm not much of a beer or alcohol fan, but I gotta sip it, you know, a couple drinks every so often when I come down here. It is pretty good. A lot of our guests love it. You know, you get a lot of people go to other stores and looking for the machine, but unfortunately, this is the only one that has it. So it's great to come down here. You know, it's a great place to be. It's very nice out here. You have so many people walking around. It's a lot to do, so it's a great environment to be in.
Yeah, one of the things that I really like about this La Salsa, and I've been to all of them many times, is this kind of cantina atmosphere that you've built. You know, when you come in off of University Boulevard, I mean, I feel like I'm at like one of those great taquerias, you know, in Mexico where they're serving really fresh food and really fresh drinks. Talk a little bit about the setting that you have here at La Salsa.
Yeah, well, the setting here is great for coming in and sitting back, relaxing, enjoying, being able to be out here in this patio, just kick back, watch TV, feel the misters on you here in Arizona is real great. So it's nice having that here in this location. So that's why it's you get a lot of guests that come in and just enjoy watching TV here, basically.
I love it.
Keep getting the beers, keep getting the buckets of margaritas, and just enjoy what's going on around town.
Buckets of margaritas.
Buckets of beers and the margaritas.
Great. Let's get a bucket of margaritas.
We can do that,
can
too.
Can we talk to the
owner anywhere
nearby?
Yeah, just give me a second and I can make some more.
Anyway, really good stuff. You know, and I'm watching this, you know, flat panel widescreen TV right here in the delightful temperature here in La Salsa, drinking this margarita. I see these great U of A banners around. So you really have kind of, you know, accentuated the sense of place down here at the university. But one of the things that sort of struck me is that when you come into this La Salsa, it's not just sort of the college crowd all the time. I mean, you see families, you see working folks, you see, you know, all kinds of walks of life. That's a great community and a testament, I think, to what you built, because it's not just your sort of typical college hangout here on university.
You're correct. Exactly. You get a little bit of everything. It's everybody can come here and feel welcome. Everybody feels comfortable as far as we got a good mix going on as far as, you know, what we give not only in food but in drinks and just you know, you have the patio for when you want to be more relaxed, you want to, you know, be inside a little cooler, a little, you know, more between your family. It's even nicer inside, so we have options, basically.
I would say so.
It's good.
And I think when you're just sort of kicking back on the patio, just chilling, leave the grill into you guys. Yeah. And the people watching on University Boulevard, Manny Lopez, really largely unsurpassed here on the University of Arizona campus. One of the great people-watching places, I think, in all of Southern Arizona.
Definitely. I agree as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, I mean, do you ever go home?
I have to, unfortunately.
Is this your cot right here?
This is where I stop every time I go, before I go home. This is my last stop of the day.
You know? So, you know, we've heard a lot from Rania Ellie and his great story about 15 years ago. You know, he traveled across Mexico, and he was captivated by, you know, these street taco stands, these taquerias that were known for their fresh fish, and they're known for their fresh ingredients and using local and that kind of thing. So he, you know, in his leadership, decided to bring that concept to Tucson about 15 years ago. Now there are 6 La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grills in Tucson. So he must be doing something right.
Yeah, we definitely must be. I mean, it's something, it's great, and it's kind of hard to believe when I got here as far as the fact that, you know, this is good quality food. It's not just slapped together and thrown at you and that's it. And not only is it good quality food, but you're getting it very, very quick.
Right.
I mean, most tickets probably take less than 3 minutes to come out. Our standards is 5, so we stick around that pretty well. So for you to come in and get, you know, enchiladas or something with steak or fish and get it within 5 minutes, it's pretty tough to find somewhere else.
I think that that's rather remarkable, because to do that in 5 minutes, I mean, I know people that will say that it takes less time, but they're using processed foods, canned foods, frozen foods, all the no-nos, all the things that are absolutely forbidden here at La Salsa. One of the great things about this open-air, almost exhibition kitchen, if you will, is you can literally see every chicken breast, every fillet of fish, every shrimp, all the fresh-cut vegetables are right there for you to see.
Yep. So you can witness what we got going on. You can see that we're not opening up a can. We don't have any can openers. No lard, none of that, you know, stuff that some people like, and that's fine, but we don't have any of that.
Yeah.
So you can see how fresh it is. I mean, every single order that comes out with steak, we don't put that steak up until you ask for it. We have the, you'll hear the cashiers, you know, yell, steak or two fish or whatever it is, and that's when we put it up, and that's when we started. So it's as fresh as it can be.
You know, there's a lot of people that cook things about 80% of the way and have this big pan of 80% cooked food, and when it's ordered, they throw the rest on just to get it done real quick. Not here at La Salsa.
No, not at all, not at all. That's not the way to cook.
I love it. So, you know, you think about La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill, and certainly the tacos are probably your standout item. I particularly lean towards the carnitas tacos, and I was remarking to our good friend Ron the other day how I think it's a kind of a work of art because the colors of the vegetables are so fresh, the peppers are so crunchy and so robust, and you've got this the color spectrum in something as simple as a taco.
Yeah.
Is really quite astonishing.
Yeah,
I think.
It sure is. You know, we get our produce very well. We are pretty picky as far as what we receive, obviously. So we do get good quality food out there. As far as what's liked the most, it is the fish. At 5 out of our 6 stores, it's the number one selling item.
The fish tacos.
Baja fish tacos. Because
okay.
That sauce is just, you know, some of the best sauce you can find. We make it every day. And that's actually a sauce that you can put on any other taco if you ask for it. So we have some guests that come in. They love our steak, so they have steak, but with the Baja style, basically, which would be the cabbage and the Baja sauce. And some people just love that sauce and can't get enough of it.
Now, are you going to disclose right here on live radio? Now, it's just really the two of us, okay? It's just us talking with headphones on. There really isn't a radio show. It's just the two of us. This is all plastic. This thing plugs into the wall. Are you going to disclose what is in the Baja sauce, or do you have to keep certain things secret?
Certain things are secret, and it can't come out.
I thought I'd be able to break them, folks.
You can have to work for us and be one of our prep cooks for a while before you learn.
So the Baja fish taco is what people are really clamoring to get. But one of the things... I was with a friend the other day, and they came into La Salsa for the first time, and the first thing that they were most surprised by was the range of items on the menu. They were thinking this is a place to come for, you know, some tacos and some quesadillas, and here's some chips and salsa, but you've got a fairly robust menu over here at La Salsa. Give our listeners a sense of some of the items that might be sort of atypical when you're thinking about La Salsa.
Yeah, we're definitely about options. That's why we have fish, we have the chicken, the steak, the shrimp, and the carnitas, which is the pork, and we can put any of that into anything. We can anything that you want, we can figure out how to make it. You know, we have options for the tacos, the burritos, the quesadillas, and it doesn't stop there. You go to the salsa bar, we have 8 different salsas, so we continue the options that everybody has. We know everybody has a different taste buds. Some of us like it mild, some of us very hot, so we have whatever you like.
That's great. Now, Manny says that he has 8 different La Salsas, but different salsas at the salsa bar. Andrea Smith, our previous guest, would say, au contraire, you know, I think there's 10,000 salsas with all the combinations. What did you think about when you heard about this secret salsa campaign that La Salsa was going to be unveiling here in Southern Arizona?
It was great. I was excited because nobody ever looked at it that way. And it's something so simple that we all do every day. Most people come in and mix it up a little bit, and you don't even think about that. You're basically making your own different new salsa that we can basically, some of them are so good that you can just get another bowl and put it in there and have a ninth salsa for salsa. That's great.
Now, when I came up with my own salsa personality, I discovered that my personality was represented in avocado and habanero. So interestingly, much like Andrea Smith did, but I added a little bit of that chile de arbol, which gives it some depth. It gives us a little bit more color, some richness. So when you are at the salsa bar and you know no one else is looking, what's your secret sauce?
Well, I don't miss the chile arbol at all. There's no plate that I make for myself that doesn't include that. When we actually took it off the salsa bar for a little bit, I was pretty much devastated because it was my favorite one. But the good thing, you know, a lot of guests let us know. It didn't last but a month off the salsa bar, and we brought it back. We make sure, you know, in everything we do, we satisfy our guests, and that's what we did with the chili adobo.
It really goes on everything. Yeah. Of all the 8 salsas that you're making fresh every day, what is the one that you're making the most of? Is there one salsa there that just has to keep getting replenished more times during the day than the others?
Avocado, by far.
By far?
Avocado.
And why do you think that is?
Well, the way we saw it for most of our contestants, it was the base for everything. Yeah. Everybody seems to love that, to start with that, and, you know, mix it up from there. It's a good foundation, I guess, for no matter what your taste buds are, because it's not too hot, and you want it hotter, well, there's habanero.
Am I the only one that drinks it with a straw? I just want to clarify that right here.
I haven't seen that yet, but, you know.
I bring in my Slurpee cup, and I just don't know. We do not want our listeners doing anything like that. only for radio show hosts. So we talked a lot about what's going on here inside the restaurant, giving people maybe an introduction to their first stuffed fajita quesadilla, this great crisp chili lime salad. But you also have a catering program here in Southern Arizona where you can actually bring the La Salsa experience outside of the restaurant and to someone's private party or special event. Talk about
correct.
Your catering.
Yes, we do. We do have that. We do it off of that. Every store can do it. But it's pretty simple. You can call us. We don't only stick to the catering menu. Some people choose to get certain items that we normally would make on the regular menu. But yeah, the catering menu varies from tacos to burritos. You can even find the menu online. But a lot of people seem to love it. We go out. We have the salsa that go with it, the chips, the whole works. You get everything you need, and it's like a buffet style, ready to go. It's in aluminum containers. Just pop it out and ready for the party.
So you can do parties anywhere from, 10 people up to, sky's the limit,
sky's the limit. Just give me time, and I'll make it work.
You'd be making a lot of avocado and salsa for the Russell
problem.
Family's
no
next
problem.
Private party. Anyway, so what else La Salsa have planned for the summer? Are you going to be doing any other special promotions or any new menu items at all? Or
Right now, there's no new menu items that are coming up. We're just we are starting to get ready for, school to be back. Everybody's anxious, obviously. We all hurt in the community when the U of A is out, but we're getting ready for that. Have going on a little welcome back to school party here
nice.
At Maingate Square here
nice.
At the university. So we're getting preparing for that. That's the biggest goal right now.
Well, I would be remiss if we did not give you the opportunity to talk a little bit about some of the other locations. Of course, we're here in Maingate Square, the epicenter of all the fun here for the first Thursday Art Walk here tonight. But this is one of really six La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grills across Southern Arizona. I think that there has to be one within 10-minute drive of anybody in Pima County practically. But talk about your other locations.
Well, we have our first location made was Swan and Grant. It's still there, going strong. That's on the crossroads.
Right.
Okay. And
the flagship restaurant.
Yeah, that's the one. That's where we started. That's where we started learning what to do, what not to do. That was the bumps and bruises. From there, we went to Ina and Oracle, and we have that store up there. We also have the one on Fort Lowe and Campbell. Then we our fourth one built was Speedway in Wilmot. It's the busiest store there. And then, of course, here at University, very lively. And our newest location is the one on Speedway and Country Club, very central, right in the middle. So can't miss us. We got a big old La Salsa sign. So especially if you're passing by at night, we light up the street right there. So you can't miss where we're at.
Yeah, the Speedway and Country Club store is a beautiful store. You can tell it's your newest one. I was a regular at Speedway in Wilmot for a long, long time. You go over to Bookman's, you buy a book, you go over to La Salsa, read your book, have a great lunch. Yeah, and the funny thing is you're always running into somebody you know at La Salsa. I mean, I've run into Jim Click twice at my last two times at La Salsa. He loves your fish tacos.
Yep.
Loved them so much he said, I'd like to be a part of this this campaign. This is my secret salsa.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly what Jim Click likes to mix. The Deliciosa,
the avocado
sure and something.
The
but yeah, he comes in and pretty much dominates the salsa bar when he's making his way through. Yeah, he likes one part avocado, one part Mexicana, and one part Deliciosa. So that's kind of like the Click salsa, right?
Yeah, like I said, it seems to be the base for everybody. The avocado is always somewhere. I guess we love the green.
Love the green. Anyway, we're talking to Manny Lopez, the director of operations for La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill. Now, listen, folks, Manny wants to treat you to a lunch or dinner on him. If you are the first person to call in for the trivia question with the right answer, and I'm trying to think what would be a good question to ask. We had Andrea Smith on the line on the show here. She talked about the two kinds of salsas that she likes to mix to make her own secret salsa. Let's call that out to our listeners and see if you're the first caller with the answer to the question, what are the two kinds of La Salsa salsas does Andrea Smith, our secret salsa winner, like to mix? You're going to be a guest of Manny Lopez at La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill. Good luck. The number to call, 529-3508. Again, 529-3508 for a chance to win lunch or dinner right here at La Salsa. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Hey Tucson, check out downtown Tucson's newest hotspot, Hub.
lively, fun, and delicious hub offers genuine made-here fare in an updated historic setting. Real rotisserie meats and classic deli sandwiches, flaky pot pies, burgers, and dogs, Hub has something for everyone. Hub's homemade ice cream is a new citywide favorite with eclectic flavors to sit and enjoy or grab and go. Hub's happy hour is every day from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And if nightlife is what you crave, Hub is open till 2 a.m. every day, offering cocktails, beer, and wines on draft and a late-night menu in the Hub Lounge. Located in the heart of downtown on Congress Street, Hub has its own parking lot for free and easy parking at any time of the day. Call 207-8201 or stop by Hub at 266 East Congress Street 7 days a week. Visit hubdowntown.com. Daytime family fun, nighttime urban vibe. Hub has it all. Hubdowntown.com. Here we are on a very busy Saturday night. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and we're here at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails at 135 South 6th Avenue, just a block south of Broadway, and we ran into my good friend, Chef Janos Wilder, who's agreed to spend a couple minutes with us. What's going on, Chef?
Matt, thanks for coming into Downtown After Dark. We do this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, live music, half-price bar menu. It's the place to be.
Really is the place to be, and it's so busy around here. Everyone's having such a great time.
It's going on here during the afternoon, too. We do a traditional happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. every day, half-price bar menu, drink specials, and then lunch, dinner, stay for late night. It's happening all the time here.
All with that unique Janos twist, whether it's the great food or the wonderful things happening behind the bar. We just can't get enough of downtown.
Thanks, Matt. So give us a call, 623-7700, or go to the website, downtownkitchen.com.
That sounds great. I think I'll go get a drink. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill at 825 East University Boulevard, right down here in Main Gate Square for the first Thursday Art Walk. We're kicking it up with Manny Lopez, the Director of Operations, who has a trivia question on the table. And I think we got a stumper, Manny. I think people are a little nervous to call in and try their hand at it.
Well, don't be too scared.
Don't be too scared. Anyway, so we'll give it a little bit of a hint. So Andrea Smith, the winner of the Secret Salsa Contest here at La Salsa, was on the show. And we'll test your memory to see who was listening earlier on in the show. See, people listen to the show to get the gift certificate. She likes to mix two salsas together from the salsas at your salsa bar. We want to know what two salsas Andrea likes to mix to create her own. So there's only eight. So, process of elimination, number to call, 529-3508. Again, 529-3508. I see your server's starting to dial. They're not eligible, are they? anyway, we'll give a little bit of a hint. One of the sauces that Andrea likes to mix together is habanero. Habanero is one salsa that she likes to mix with another one, and we'll see if any callers want to try a chance at winning lunch or dinner. So, anyway, Manny Lopez, how did you get involved in working with La Salsa?
Actually, I came up from Nogales. Came out to go to school. I knew the director of operations that was here before, Mr. Percival. I came in because I thought I had enough money to get through school without having without having to work. Little did I know how expensive it really is to live on your own. And so I came in and I started being a cashier for him. Throughout the years, I've been here total 5 years now. So I've been here and I went through the process of, you know, growing with La Salsa, learning from the bottom to the top. And, you know, it's been fun to be here.
That's awesome. So you've done everything here.
I've done everything here from, you know, from cashier to cook to everything you can do here. I've done it.
Oh, I love it. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. We've got some callers that have called in and see if they know the answer. Hello, Ken. Welcome to On the Menu Live. What say you?
Hello.
Yes. Welcome to On the Menu Live. So Andrea Smith likes to mix two sauces together. What are they, Ken?
Right. Well, you mentioned the habanero. Is the other one salsa fresca?
Salsa fresca. And Manny will say?
No, we do not have it.
Oh, no. But anyway, Ken, thank you so much. You can call back if you'd like. That opens up a line at 529-3508. Caller number two is who? Gail, how are you?
Yes, hello.
And welcome to On the Menu Live. What say you?
Okay, it is the avocado and the habanero with a squeeze of lime.
Oh, she nailed it, Manny Lopez.
Right down to the details. Good
you
job.
You got it. Congratulations. So you were listening to the show, or you might be Andrea Smith's mother. I mean, we didn't qualify that in advance. Anyway, let me ask you, Gail, have you been to La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill before?
I have been to La Salsa frequently, but not the one on University.
Oh, great. So you have a treat in store for you to have one of these great frozen margaritas. Now, let me ask you, you probably didn't think you were going to be a guest on the show, but I have to ask you this question. When you go into La Salsa and you make your way over to the salsa bar, are you someone that sort of likes their salsa straight, you know, one at a time, or do you like to mix things up over there?
Well, I'll do a little of both, but my absolute favorite straight is the roasted tomato. It is heavenly.
All right, so, and now, you know, we've got Manny Lopez, the director of operations here. He's smiling because he's probably made some of that fire-roasted tomato salsa once or twice.
A few times,
in
yes,
his
I
day.
Have.
Are you going to give Gail sort of a...
Of course.
A secret on how that is made? Well, then she'd make it at home and she would come back.
Well, we got to get her to come back. We got to keep her in the door.
Oh,
no, but we'll definitely get her... Sounds good. We can't keep her away.
Wow. Are you a member of the Lopez family, Gail? Let me just... I've got standards that I've got to uphold here on this show. Anyway, I'm just kidding. Listen, thank you so much for listening. Congratulations, and I want you to stay on the line because Sydney back at the studio is going to get your address, and it's going to be my privilege to send you this gift card in the mail. You're going to be a guest of Manny Lopez for lunch or for dinner, and come down here, ask for him by name. Now, there's only one Manny Lopez, and there's six La Salsas, which means he goes back and forth a number of times, but it's his delight to send you this gift card in the mail.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. So, Manny, she nailed it. Not only did she say habanero and avocado, but she even remembered the little squeeze of lime.
Yeah, I think she can walk in the door and make it right now and make it exactly the way it was.
So, anyway, we got about 2 more minutes remaining in this action-packed show. I'm going to guzzle down the rest of Andrea Smith's salsa that she lovingly left behind for me. Give our listeners, again, a sense of where you're located, your hours of operation, and if there's a website address, if they want to contact you to order your, you know, some of your catering programs and those kinds of things.
Okay, well, definitely the catering. You can call any one of our stores. Every single one of our managers handles it personally, so you know you're getting the right knowledgeable person to take care of what you want. As far as our locations, like we said, Speedway and Country Club, Speedway and Wilmont, University, we have Ina and Oracle, Fort Lowe and Campbell, and Swan and Grant. You can find every single number on the website for La Salsa Corporate. It's just lasalsa.com. You can see nutritional facts, catering menu, and menu items that we have. So all the information is there for your viewing, for your pleasing. And you can just call any one of us, and any one of us can help you with whatever you need.
Wow, this really is, it's great family fun, it's great nutritional food, you have really something for everybody here, and it's been really our pleasure to set up and do this show for an hour and learn so much from you, from some Lopez traditions, and how you were really able to sort of help grow La Salsa into really one of the finest places to get a great, fresh Mexican meal here in Southern Arizona.
Well, Manny, I'm glad to be here today with you guys.
Thank you so much, Manny. Anyway, we're going to be signing off. I want to let all of our listeners know that next week we're going to be covering the Mariachi Idol contest at La Fuente, so you don't want to miss that. I want to thank Manny Lopez, Andrea Smith, of course, with TUSD, with all she's done to develop some great salsa ideas, Yvonne Fouché at Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room, and the lovely Kelly Had from Pasco Kitchen and Lounge about the great Bells and Brews program that's happening here every first Thursday of the month right here in Main Gate Square. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to rerun this Saturday at 12 noon right here on AM 1330. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.